Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip.
Hi, everybody. Thank you so much for having the opportunity to come see me again. Today, I am going to introduce to you the Mindset Monday. That's what we're going to be talking about in a few minutes after this brief introduction. Thank you so much. Now, mindset is everything. You've heard it several times. You, as an educator, know that the way young people think about themselves, the way they speak about themselves, have a major impact on who they are. So today we're going to talk about that, right? Now, as usual, this is who I am, right? I am Dr. Daphne Phillip. I am the founder of Parallelogram Institute and the creator of the Leading Inspiring Innovative Movement, which is the LEE. It's called LEE Agency. I am an educator, a speaker, and a mentor with 20 plus years of experiences in secondary as a math teacher and adult education. Now, I work with teachers who love teaching, but they hate their job because they are burned out, overworked, and underpaid. I created a five-step system that's going to help them transition out of the classroom, leveraging what they already know into entrepreneurship so they could get paid what they are really worth, control their time, and get to do what they love. So today's topic, remember I told you, I am not editing these things because I'm learning StreamYard. Today is the 31st of January. I've been looking at it for the entire month of January. I am not moving away from it until I can work every component of it. In our business or any business somebody run, there are five different parts of it to make sure that it runs smoothly. For me, it's very important that the way I am going to deliver or fulfill my requirements to you is to make sure all the different that part works. So using StreamYard, Facebook, YouTube to get you guys in. That's my part of my marketing, having me in front of you, getting to know you, you getting to know me. So that's why I'm going to make sure I do the different part. I also read and my coach told me that I have to pick one platform and get really good at it before I move on. So I chose StreamYard. I would do a Tech Tuesday on StreamYard, but tomorrow is Tech Tuesday. I'm going to do it on Canvas. So make sure you tune in to watch. Because I'm speaking on February the 12th at the Michigan State University, the Speaker Experience Conference, I'm doing these lives for the next 11 days, because I have to be there by February 10th. And when I get there, I won't have enough time to come and live. So that's why I'm going to do them. Also, it's a chance for me to practice, get nervous, so I'm practicing until it becomes second nature to me. I would love for you to click. I'm going to put the link to the speaking event on Facebook. Make sure you click on that. It's also in my bio for you to come support me. While we're doing that, do not forget to go ahead and subscribe to my channel, because I'm going to do this for the next 10 days. However, the plan is to do on Success Sunday for sure. I know definitely for sure I'll be here on Sundays. Other surprise things are going to happen throughout the week. The more comfortable I get standing in front of you and being on social media, you will see more videos and greater content. If you have anything you want me to cover, make sure you do ask me. So that was a quick plug-in for my speaking engagement. Check it out. The link is in my bio. So, oh, you already know who I am because I just introduced me. So let's get started with the mindset, because today is Monday mindset. Yay. That's key to you as an individual. It impacts every area of your life. But because I am a business coach, so the first component of my five-step process that we do address for my clients and my client is mindset, because that's going to either help you grow or not. I do have a couple questions I'm to get you guys to get you started. These are the questions. What do you believe about yourself? What's your mindset? How's your mindset impacting your business, your career, and your life? Right? It's very important to know the answer to these questions. So for now, according to what is mindset? Your mindset is a set of beliefs that shape how you make sense of the world and yourself. It influences how you think, feel, and behave in any given situation. I got that from one of the blogs that I'm reading. I do have the citation or the resources on my notes that I will post on YouTube or Facebook for you to check out that blog. It's a wonderful blog and I loved it. Now, you know, being an educator, you know where I'm going with this. If you have not heard or Carol Dweck, this is the perfect opportunity for you to do some research on her. She came up with the theory of growth mindset, right? There's two types. Fixed, you don't believe you could do anything. You just stuck where you are. You play the same thing on your head over and over. If you're learning how to do something because you encounter some difficulty, you automatically go, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not going to be able to learn this. I'm not smart enough. Whatever the negative speech that goes on your brain that keeps you at the level where you're not growing, that is what she called a fixed mindset. However, the opposite of that is the growth mindset. When you encounter problems, you change the rhetoric, which is the sentences, the script on your mind from a negative perspective to a positive. So even when things are difficult, you still figure out how to move forward. And all you have to do, of course, you have so many other people telling you how to move forward. Will Smith talk about laying the next perfect brick. And everybody else talking about just look at the next step. All you have to do is take the next step for you to move forward. You don't have to know 2-3 steps ahead of time. You just got to know the next step and the next step until you get to your goal. But in order to do that, you have to have a growth mindset, meaning that you're not accepting the disbelief or the negative outlook you have on your about your abilities. You're going to continue to change. Okay, that looks so much better when I did it. I don't know why it looks like that on here, but it looks great on my PowerPoint. Anyway, when did you start thinking that way? Well, Carol Dweck also explained that our mindset started from the time we were young in dealing with our parents or whatever the caregiver you had as a young child. Two things happen. If they give you a praise, and especially when it's the, oh, you're so smart, believe it or not, that's a fixed mindset. So she has two kinds. She has praise and labeling. So that's where you hear only two sources of them. When you get praise, depending how the praise is given to you, it could actually create a fixed mindset on you, right? And the next one, the labeling, is how you give the praise, as opposed to say, oh my God, you're so smart, you got an A on the math test, which as an educator, I didn't really do that either. You know, when young people give the answer, I didn't say the word smart, because to me, it gave the impression that if they made a mistake, they're not smart. And that's the question I always start at the beginning of my class or beginning of the school year all the time. If somebody gets something wrong, does that mean they're not smart? So I did my best not to use those words. I usually give praise. Well, I like the fact that you kept going through your struggles. I like the fact that you put extra time to make sure that you understand. So that's the way to give praise, not just say, oh my God, you got a good grade, or you run so fast, you're the greatest runner. It's the way you give the praise. Give it in the sense that it's focusing on the process and the effort. That's what you see, the word effort here. How much effort did they put in? What's the attitude toward learning? So that's what you focus on versus the fixed result of the accomplishment. Next is the how does mindset affect your mind? For me, I hear this is my favorite thing that I've heard this year. You either growing or dying. I understand fixed mindset to me, you stay stagnant. You're not connected to the world around you. I know some of you are going to push back and disagree, but if you really pause and meditate and really watch what's going on with you, don't go outside. Don't think for someone else. Think about you, right? What are you doing for yourself to grow as a person? Because growing as a person require you to learn new things, tweak some things that you're doing that are may not working for you. You have dreams you want to accomplish. You have business you want to run, right? You have family desires and goals that you want to make. And some people want to make a lot of money. Some people want a big home. Some people want a car. And so, like me, I just want a year in a Zen place somewhere in Asia and come back and not have to worry about bills. So that's my dream. And that's why I'm working so hard. So $1 million, yay. As long as it's going to pay my whole year worth of bills, when I come back, I don't have to worry about the sprinkling. I want to spend a year under some kind of Buddhist temple. It's not necessarily about the religion, more so about the environment. I'm looking for a serene, meditative place where I could just be one with nature, you know, that kind of stuff, so I could reconnect with my true self. So that's my dream. To do that, I had to change the way I do things in my life. Where I was in one environment dying, I had to leave it to grow in this new environment. Every time you're doing some changes, transition, of course, there's going to be some pain. Some people just get stuck in there and they go back to what they're familiar with, even though they're not happy, even though they're dying. Me, I choose to go to the pain so I could grow and get to a better place. So that's what I mean. Don't take my word for it. Check you. If you have an opportunity to assess you, are you growing? Are you dying? And I'm not talking about where you wanted the earth, but just there's a lot of dead men walking around here. Don't throw stone at me. You know some. You might be one of them. I just refuse to be one of them. What is your mindset? See, I'm going to give you something to do. Check you. Do you have a specific set of belief about you, or do you have the mindset that you could accomplish anything you want? If you could dream it, you could accomplish it. If you could think it, it could happen. I Napoleon Hill, actually, in his book, Think and Grow Rich, said that whatever you think, you work at it, it will happen. That's why it says think and grow rich. It comes from your mind. Everything in the world that was created by man started with a thought to where you have now. Okay, so where are you in on your mindset? Are you fixed or grow? If you fixed, you know, the goal is to move to growing so you could continue to grow as a person. And I think Maslow hierarchy of needs, the top part, always think about self-actualization to get from basic need to self-actualization, you literally have to grow to that process. Folks who stay in the bottom, they're not growing. They just stay there. You know, they're not doing anything. So where are you on the hierarchy? Where are you in your life? You know, do you need to grow? I don't think anybody who stays fixed. I'm not saying you cannot have a comfortable life. I'm not saying that it's all bad. This is not how I talk. This is just an opportunity to focus. Are you growing your diet? That's my thing. You know, are you reaching your goals? Are you living the best life y'all can imagine? Not mine, your best life. Because it's really about you. It doesn't have to be in comparison to other people. That's something I don't do. What do you want? How do you see yourself living? If you have it right now, great. How long is that going to stay? Because eventually you're going to get bored. You might get bored. Let me not say an absolute. You might get bored. When you get bored, what are you going to do next? So as human being, I think the goal is sometimes is to continue to grow into becoming, one, what we're created to do, two, to serve the people that we're created to serve, and three, to self-actualize. Next is, can you change your mindset? Of course you can. My favorite quote here, it says that Proverbs 23:7, for as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you have good things in your heart, that same thing comes out. If you have negative intention in your heart, that's also a sin. Anybody who sit and watch anyone for a long period of time, you could tell where they fall under. And I know some people like me and some of you, we all have masks. We all have the ability to show up a different version of ourselves from the true self. But eventually, your subconscious, you do things that give alert to other people to where you are. So that's pretty much what this is talking about, seeing what's in your mind, what's in your heart. It is seen on your behavior, maybe not today, but eventually. So if it's going to be seen anyway, and if by you living still, you still have an opportunity to change if you are not where you need to be. And remember, for me, I am talking on the side of love. I'm talking on the side of goodness. I am talking on the side of brotherhood. I'm talking on the side of community coming together to create the world that we want. We all want Ethiopia. We all want to live in a safe neighborhood where our neighbors are courteous to us and vice versa. And we have a greatest intimate partner. That's the human desire. Okay? So continue to focus. So when I talk, that's the perspective that I'm coming in. If I'm saying changes, I'm telling you to change towards love, not the other way around. That's my disclaimer. Next. This is the summary, because I'm not here for long. As I tell you, I'm just going to come in real quick, say hello, and talk about it. Where are you when it comes to mindset? I have a workbook that I'm going to attach to Facebook. I'm going to upload and I'll put it in the guide. I think I'm going to put the same thing with YouTube. Remember, I'm learning this, so I'm not sure. I did check, but I wanted to see if it's something I could do while I'm talking to you live. I did create a workbook. And how, what to do and how to change your mindset if you're in the negative part, and I need you to move forward from fixed to growing, because that's what my goal is for you, is to be in a space where you're ready to grow. If you don't do it now, when right now there's so much going on around the world, you have to focus on you and figure out where to create a piece of heaven for you and your family. So the worksheet, it's a little workbook. It's a PDF format. I'll put it. And while I'm talking about that, don't forget to follow the YouTube channel to make sure comments. If it's not comments, I'll figure out how to do that too. Because like I said, I'm going to keep saying it until it's drilling in your head. I'm learning all of this while I'm sharing some information with you. Okay, this is the summary. Next, these are the actions that I like to always give, not just talk. I would want you to do those three things because those are the answer to the three questions I started out with. First, you gotta literally rewrite the mental script from negative belief about yourself. You have to. You sit down and rewrite the script when you say, I'll give you some word. It's on the workbook. I gave you some example. And how to go from, I don't know how to, I do know what I'm doing. You could rephrase your negative sentence or your negative phrases, your negative self-talk. You could rephrase it and have you start moving towards a growth mindset, okay? Next, focus on you being successful. It's your brain anyway. If you're making up stories in your head, Myron Gold said that if you're going to make up stories in your head, you might as well make it you being the hero, you being successful, you win the girl, you win the car, you win the lottery ticket, you win whatever it is that you desire. because you're making it up on your mind anyway. You might as well make it that you win. It makes, you understand what I'm saying? So that's your job, is to sit and dream of you as the hero. You coming in and saving everybody. You coming in saving yourself. Me and that Buddhist temple, I'm going to keep saying because that's what I know. If there's another way to call it, let me know. I'm just somewhere, an area which is just serene water, serene music, and I'm just there. That's what I tell myself every chance I get, because I want that dream to stay at the forefront for me. Next part is for those of you that are running a business, that are in career right now and change like I did, or there's some area in your life that's impact, your mind is impacting how you're performing, take a moment to sit and write, make a list of all the bad things you say to yourself. Literally write them down. I want you, for the, you're an educator, you know how to do a T-chart. You put a line in the middle and the top one side column is going to be all the negative things that you say to yourself. And the other side, I want you to be somebody's counselor. I fix it as you are someone's counselor, because if I said do it for you, you may not be able to come up with a positive statement. So think, if somebody came to you and said these things, what would you say to them in order to motivate them to move forward and not keep them in that negative mindset? That's your action step. You're going to be able to see that. As always, these are the different areas. You can find me. You can either email me at Parallelogram Institute, join my Facebook group, Teachers Be a Boss. You know, check out my website, and then of course follow the YouTube, just my YouTube channel. Okay, if anything else I could do for you, let me know. Another thing that I want to share with you again, always do some extra reading. Don't take my word for it. Check out Carol Dweck. She has books, she has workbook, and they are in different languages. You definitely could find it. And I think these books for me are go-to. You should have them as part of your staple. With that being said, I am so thankful that you guys came, and I want to say goodbye to you. And look, I'm going to learn how to talk to you and move that as well. But for now, thank you for coming.
Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that would need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.